So there's quite a bit of lifestyle data in the background here about sleep, about dark and light sleep, about weight gain up and down, and activity, exercise up and down, and now dietary fat, etc. What do you tell patients, and what studies are critical to do?
Well, one study that we're both involved with, which is starting, which is this LISA study, which is going to be postmenopausal resected breast cancer patients, interestingly receptor positive, but they're going to add a caloric intake target and increase physical activity. Interestingly, going to be done centrally by dietitians and exercise physiologists in a bilingual in a secret bunker someplace in Toronto, calling people all throughout Canada. And I think that's very exciting, because if that intervention works, that would mean that we'd get around the objection of oncologists will say, you know, I don't have time to do this. I don't know how to do it. Like I say, well, you don't know how to give radiation therapy either. You don't go down there and turn on the machine. You know, you just, so if this intervention works, then we will be in a position to be able to say, just call this number and maybe have your credit card ready. So that's very interesting. I think there's more interest in this now, especially the diabetes prevention trial, where it showed that this 5% weight loss difference was enough to prevent the onset of diabetes, clinical diabetes. So you really end up having, that was that first signal that you could prevent a chronic disease with a lifestyle intervention, randomized trial, New England Journal. So I think there's more interest in this, and we'll see. I mean, there is interest at the NIH again, maybe pursuing something else. I would really love to do a confirmatory story, a trial in receptor negative cancer patients where the sample size could be 1,200. And I think it would be relatively easy to do, especially if you could do a central mediated intervention. Central mediated interventions work for smoking cessation. That's been part of the approach in the WELL study. So it isn't like you don't have a background for doing that kind of intervention.